tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
I was thinking, since it's a new season and stuff, maybe we should have like a new song for our podcast.
What?
Well, yeah, because we don't even really have a theme song.
Yeah.
And we've just had the same intro, and now it's time.
Yeah.
I'm just getting tired of that.
All right.
I wrote some little short ditties.
Oh, sweet.
I wrote three of them. I want you to listen to them and then tell me which one you like best.
All right.
All right, here's the first one. It goes. This is the best and greatest podcast in the world. Tagcast. A long time ago, me and my brother Gatch.
Wait a minute, dude. I really like that, but I think that's already a song, isn't it? Isn't that Tenacious D's?
What? Tenacious D has a song about the Tagcast?
No, not about Tagcast. They got a song about the greatest song in the world, tribute or whatever.
Oh shit! Maybe I subliminally.
Yeah, you must have. Were you listening to it that day? Maybe.
No, but I've heard that song about four times. Well, fuck. Okay.
All right, you got another one.
Yeah,
right?
I got this other one. Okay, it goes. Tonight there's gonna be a tag cast somewhere in the town. Tonight there's gonna be trouble.
Wait.
Cause Terry and Gatch are around. Somewhere out on the internet.
Wait, what? That's a song too.
Dude, it is not. There's only 12. Who has a song about the Tagcast podcast?
That's Thin Lizzy.
Who?
Thin Lizzy.
I love Thin Lizzy.
I know. They didn't
bands.
Have a song about a Tagcast. They had one about Jailbreak.
Fuck, man. I'm 2-0. Or 0-2, whichever way you want. Okay, well, this is the last one.
All right.
I got one more.
All right.
Hopefully I didn't steal
this
one.
Yeah, third time's
a
charm.
Okay. The Tagcast podcast on the internet. Two of the all-time losers bringing you podcast death. We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions. In case your tractor hits a cow, it's the Tagcast podcast.
Wait. That's Aqualung, right? Or Locomotive Breath.
What's Locomotive Breath?
Right, Jethro.
Oh,
Jethro Tull.
Jethro Tull. Well, fuck, man.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you had the sponsors and everything in there, and that's.
So I'm doing okay on the lyrics then?
Yeah, the lyrics are awesome, but I think you must have been listening to Random in your sleep.
Well, then what are we going to do, dude? I brought my guitar and everything, and now we'll just have to do the original. Fuck. All right, roll it.
And now, once again, it's time for the Tagcast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The Tagcast podcast starts right now.
There we go. This is you.
This just in. PETA boycotts Hollywood, says they will picket studio lots until Sarah Jessica Parker gets more outbreaks. This is the Tagcast podcast. Number 403, right?
That is correct, sir.
403.
We're four seasons deep in the Tagcast podcast world.
You know what I realized the other day?
What?
Episode 420 is going to come out on 419.
Maybe we should just delay it a day.
All right, let's do it.
All right, 420 is coming out on 420. And we have kidnapped and stuffed his mouth with pizza. We're letting him out of the back room now. Jerry Murphy joining us again.
Yes.
Thanks for being here, Jerry.
Yeah. Thanks, Jerry.
Hey,
you are you there?
Yeah, we are.
The whole time between the last time you guys heard us, we've been eating pizza.
Oh, man, the pizza's so good. And we were brainstorming with a ad campaign that we cannot divulge what's going on with it right now.
We just started the TagCast advertising.
That's right. And we're going to make an awesome YouTube video that might have dinosaurs in it. Not too sure. Hey, you guys familiar with this rockin' music in the background? Check it out.
Yeah, I am. That's quite right.
No.
It sounds like Clutch. Who is it?
There you go. It's
right
Clutch.
On, brother.
Brand new Clutch. It's called Earth Rocker. Earth Rocker, dude. If you're going to play it, you got to bring it to the motherfucking stage.
All right.
They're coming all over your face in a little while to Portland. You got to go see Clutch and Orange Goblin. Stick around after the episode for the plugs, because I'm an Earth Rocker.
Earth Rocker!
I saw Clutch in 1993 open up for Sepultura.
I saw him open up for COC, yo.
Excellent!
I saw him.
That was in 93, too. That was over in North Carolina.
I saw Rod Stewart open up for Elton John.
Booyah!
Woo! Fuck yeah.
I saw...
It wasn't a concert, though.
Monster Magnet open for COC.
I saw Monster Magnet opened up for Sepultura down in... what's south of the border?
Tijuana.
Do you wanna...
Dude, the taxi cab we took, I thought we'd never fucking make it.
What's the charge on a taxi cab from Albany
whatever
to Tijuana?
Whatever you got.
Did you take a cab from Albany
negative
to Tijuana?
Negative, Ghost Rider. No, I was down in San Diego.
Does my head look like a flaming skull?
No, sir.
I was just wondering, you called me Ghost Rider.
Oh, that's from Top Gun.
Which, by the way, is now available on Blu-ray for you to own forever.
Maverick. Goose.
Yeah. I know, I just saw Ghost Rider as with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Flaming skull, right?
See.
It's similar to flaming lip.
Did you hear me on the radio the other day, Jerry?
Dude, he was on Clue FM. Did you hear me on K-Fly last week?
Yep.
No, I was listening to K-Fly earlier today, but I did not hear you last week. Sorry.
Dude, we are big-time FM radio stars.
I listen to Ozzy's Boneyard. I'm sorry.
You listen to
Sirius, so
Six
I have
Sense?
To...
No. No, okay, I wasn't on that. I was on the Donkey Show, though, a couple Fridays ago, and last Friday, Dustin was on Clue FM with Westy and Debbie Starr.
8 o'clock in the morning.
Mixing Bloody Marys and chugging them down.
No offense to the donkey guys, but you guys are way fucking funnier than the donkey guys.
Well, right on. Well, I'm going to bring that to them just out of the fucking pureness of my heart. About every other Friday, I'm going to be on there on afternoons with those guys, making them funnier and better. And I can say that because I know that they don't have the time or the interest to listen to our measly little internet radio show because they're big time number one.
I think I said an edgy joke
I like
the other
Drew,
day,
though.
But I don't remember what it was.
It was edgy?
Because I was pretty sloshy.
Were you living on the edge of a broken heart?
Well, see, this is the thing is there is a mixology contest going on last Friday night at the old JCPenney's. And when I think of the old JCPenney's, I think of the – what do you think of, Jerry?
I think of downtown Albany.
All right, because I'm of a newer variety when
he
you
was
say...
was thinking of Heritage Mall.
Yeah, you think of the JCPenney's in the Heritage Mall.
I used
mall.
To four-wheel my Blazer in that.
That
where
wasn't
they built
a mall.
Them all, yeah.
On the
all
right,
so
night.
When we used
so
yeah,
I'm,
it
I'm, a,
the
I'm a transplant to Albany, so that was the old... I'm like, you guys are drinking on the Heritage Mall? You're having a drinking contest? So they were mixing, and unbeknownst to me... One bartender came in, and he had his drink that he was planning, you know, he was practicing for the competition that night. And another one was did a little more like, I'm going to bring in hangover type, you know, morning drinks. And so, you know, it wasn't really like a judging thing, but the guy that was that brought the one drink that he was practicing was like, you know, I was in there to judge. And right. So he gave me one drink, and then he gave me another one. I was only half, you know, I mean, I was taking it easy. I had no idea how much I was going to be drinking, but he had in a martini glass, it was Thai chili vodka, and like fresh lime juice, man, and it had a nice creeping heat that was really good if you like a nice creeping, like a Thai chili heat.
That's creeping heat.
With a nice acidic lime juice. But I was sitting there sipping it, and I'm just standing there in the studio, you know, I'm got a drink, I'm sipping on it as much as I can, you know, I got to water another hand, it's 8 in the morning.
He's sipping on gin and juice at 8 a.m.
And I'm like,
when you
I'm
sip
almost
on
half-
something as much as you can, it ceases to be a sip.
Exactly, right? And so I'm like halfway through, and he's all, how's that doing? And I'm like, oh, it's pretty good.
How's it
like,
looking kind of empty?
And he's like, I got another one over there for you. And I'm
how's
like,
that doing?
All right. And I'm thinking, well, I'm supposed to be drinking this other person's drinks too, but this is a good drink. And so I went back, got another one. And then it had some Corpse Reviver, which was, I'm not sure what was in it other than guava puree, fresh guava puree. They were about fresh ingredients, which, you know, you should be as a bartender, especially if you're...
Fresh is best.
Oh, man, that fresh lime juice, I craved it all day. Mm. I still would love it. You like limeade? Not everybody likes limeade.
I like lime on my tacos.
Mm-hmm. Man, lime zest or just lime?
We get these kind of authentic Mexican tacos.
Street tacos?
I like nothing on my taco.
And what it is it's
cheese?
It's no
meat
cheese
only?
So much no.
I always get meat.
We're talking about
beef and cilantro.
Yes, of course.
Beef and cilantro with some lime and some hot sauce on a mini tortilla.
Mm. The acid of the lime, nice, huh?
So
yeah,
good.
I like the lime because the spice and the tang. Mm-hmm. It's like I feel like
that's
I'm
what
on
it, that's what that drink was like because it had that nice that steady heat that rose but never
that
like,
rising
too
heat.
Much.
You know, sometimes you like that rising.
It was
heat.
Like creeper weed, but it was.
Hey,
heat.
Speaking of creeper weed, I think it's been about 49 or 50 hours since I took that Chiba Chew on Wednesday.
How you doing?
What do you got on your timer?
You got to add 49 hours, 21 minutes, and 23 seconds.
I'm just starting to come down a little bit. The Jaeger has been out of my system for a long time now, but I just wish I could relive the taste of the Chiba Chew.
Dude, that thing was fucking good.
Oh, it was delectable, if there's such a thing.
I wish they had decaffeinated ones just so I could eat a plate full of them.
You don't like caffeine? There's no caffeine in it.
No, but I mean, you
it's
know,
sugar,
just if I ate a plate full of them with
a plate
the
full
THC
might be a little overkill.
Yeah,
you
that's what I'm saying. If you
have an AED standing
some of the ones with
by
that,
just
so
in case.
THC, just so I can eat
glad
them.
To see he brought Tommy Lee's boat steering sauce.
This is actually cast from his
semen.
No, not the semen.
We're looking
no,
at
the semen delivery device.
The guys that were driving his boat, not... I meant men
no,
of
I
the
mean,
sea.
No, I mean the bottle itself is cast from his Tommy shaft.
Ooh. Oh, that's the size of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Aye, aye, aye.
Well, not exactly. It's like, I don't know what, like half?
I'm going to shift into a different gear right now real quick. How honest do you guys, you, Gatch, and Jerry, consider yourself as people in general? Are you an honest person?
Like a percentage?
Like you could put it into a percentage. How? Like if are you 25% honest? It's hard to put it into a percentage, but if someone has asked you...
I consider myself honest. I feel bad if I have to tell a lie for some reason, because there are reasons.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel bad about telling it.
Right.
Yes.
So this is more of the case. We've talked about this on a few episodes in the past about people finding significant sums of money and whether or not would you keep it or would you turn it in. Now, a couple of weeks ago in our own little town of Eugene, Oregon, a pair of honest siblings, I believe they were teenagers because they were listed as kind of kids, but they were driving. They decided to return a bag holding $13,000 that they found lying in the middle of the street in Eugene. They found a blue bank deposit bag lying in the street as they were driving. And the first thing that the kid thought was, I remember how upset I was when someone stole my laptop just a couple months ago. I was devastated, and I know that this money belongs to someone. So
sure.
They returned it.
But did it have a name in it?
Stealing
yes.
and finding are kind of
well, if,
a little bit different.
You,
not
it's
a,
not
name,
a name in there.
A business.
Well, if you know where it belongs to, I mean, that'd be heavy.
It belonged
on your
to Reliable Credit, which is a firm that provides direct loans to people. So it was a deposit bag. Obviously, someone who had been assigned the task of taking a deposit of 13 grand to the bank had lost it. I'm assuming that someone, a reliable credit, probably lost their job after this happened.
Either way, they're losing their job.
They said the cool part of the story is that the kids did what they did.
If you know who it belongs to, but I mean, if I walk down and you look down on the sidewalk and you see 13 grand and there, you know, there's no,
I would be so,
if it was in a paper bag, I would be fearing
about,
for my life.
I'm just talking about, I'm just talking about a bill. Have you ever walked down the street and saw a $20? I'm talking about
I've seen in the grocery store.
If it was a $13,000 bill.
Oh, I'd pick it up.
Of course, no place around here would accept it. They won't even accept a $100 bill.
What if you found, I can't break a 50.
What if you found a sheet for like 100 stocks in Microsoft flying around on the floor?
What if you found a sheet of acid on the ground?
Well, how would you know it was acid?
You have to test it.
You just lick it.
You're just gonna start putting pieces of paper.
No, you don't.
On the ground to see if
you just rub your tongue on it.
Yeah, on every piece of paper.
No, just on the.
You gotta,
just basically
you give
anywhere
it a
on
taste
the sheet
test to see. It tastes like acid.
And then that way you can like, sell it, and some of the pieces are going to be a little bit compromised, of course. But so if you guys had this money returned to you, and someone you'd lost $13,000, and they gave it back as a nice citizen, do you think you would give them a reward?
That's tough in a business
situation. No,
because
and they're teenage kids.
As teenage kids, you'd want to do something for them. I'm not sure there would be a financial thing.
So but how do you think you'd go about it?
I would probably publicly recognize them in some way and try to maybe like get some business sponsors to like maybe, hey, look what these kids did.
Yeah.
Let's like support what they did locally. And maybe we can.
Well, their manager decided to contact the father of the children and ask him what he thought would be appropriate to show their appreciation. So I thought that was.
Spank them.
Kids.
I like that idea, actually.
It's better to go to the parent when it's not a legal adult, I think, and say, do you think I should give them?
Well, you should consult with them. Yeah, I think so. Fair.
I'll just give them $1,000. Don't even ask the parents.
You know, that's not a good idea.
No.
If I was to give them money, I think it would be in the form of an education certificate.
That's
kind
a good
kind of
idea
a thing.
There. Yeah.
Or in, you know.
Or we'll set you up with a bank account, out with $100.
You know, I heard
whatever
you
want to do with it. At
someone stole your laptop. Here's a new one.
Oh, there you go. Maybe.
That'd be great.
Shit,
that's
now,
a great idea, too, man.
Those kids
wish. That's creative
that
thinking that you would expect from an ad agency.
Yeah. Well, like the tag cast.
We just created like 5 solutions for one problem just like that.
Yep. So if you guys have any troubles, whether they be legal or problems with your friends that are dicks, just call us up. The number is 541-791-8-
We'll deliver a burning bag of poop.
Oh, wait, 6824. We will?
Yeah.
This was the first time we had Pizza Now delivered to us, and man, it came like now.
Yeah, it was.
Chris on his day off. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Chris was, personally delivered. He's going to be a guest on the show sometime soon, I believe. Mm-hmm. And speaking,
so what was the outcome of that story? What did they give him?
I didn't say. I need to follow up on it. Oh. It was just about a week or two ago. The story had been kicking around in my notes for a while and hadn't got a chance to listen to it
or
mention it. And I figured since you guys were both here, I would ask you guys how honest you thought you were.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad to know that my friends
honestly?
Are honest. No, I mean, I want you to lie to me about
but
your honesty.
I saw a guy who...
hey, when someone tells you they're a liar, you best fucking believe them.
That's right.
I saw there was a guy, a marketing guy, who couldn't land a job out of school. So what he did was he took Nestle bars and printed out his own wrappers and wrapped them back up. And it was like his resume on a bar, and instead of like the nutritional facts, it said like hard worker and all this credentials and everything, and it landed him a job. Because I mean, that is kind of a brilliant move for a marketer.
That is.
Yeah.
Hey, I know you haven't because
but the chocolate didn't taste anything like it.
Oh man, that chocolate treat that I had the other day was so good. I can't believe it. But hey, I know you haven't because if you would have, I would have known. But you know, we have a hotline. We talked about it just about 5 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Why don't you ever call us, Jerry?
Next question.
We had a random call this week. We haven't had a call for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I will call it.
We'd like to get the number out there. It's 541-791-6824 or 6-TAG.
Do you answer on air?
No, it just goes straight to voicemail, and we're going to play a guy call. I tried to get the translation, which we have this weird service on our email that tries to translate the voicemail to text, and it's usually really hilarious because it's not usually correct. This one says, unable to translate. So I'm not exactly sure what we got, but check this out.
Hello, TechCast. This is Maxime from Bullet Nipple. We are a punk rock band from Siberia. We are coming to your country soon. We would like to be guest on your show. We are a constant listener. We are a punk rock band from Siberia with a female lead singer. She performed topless. Very cold in our country. We found a American translation to Bullet Nipple. So we will be arriving. I am on plane now. Visas have been secured. We are on our way to Oregon, first. We would like to contact you soon to set up show for Maxime and my girlfriend, who is a topless lead singer for a punk rock band from Siberia. Thank you for putting on the podcast. We are a constant listener. We'll talk to you soon, and this is Maxime, Siberia. Good day.
Maxime from Siberia.
Maxime
from Siberian Bullet punk rock
nipple.
Band.
Bullet Nipple.
He said his girlfriend performs topless, and it's very cold in Siberia. Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of listeners over there and in China.
I wonder if they got hit by the fucking meteor, because that's where it hit.
That is. But Siberia's a big place. It didn't affect the whole thing.
It was freaking huge.
It blew out a whole bunch of windows.
China's pretty big, too.
Yeah, China's big.
I'm sorry. Hey.
China's pretty big, too.
Did he say the name of his band?
Bullet Nipple.
Oh, Bullet Nipple. I didn't know that was the name. I thought he was just talking about that.
Every time I try to talk like a Russian, I just sound like the guy from 7-Eleven. Oh, for a good hot dog.
But that's not even the guy. It's someone else impersonating him.
Who?
To whoever does all the voices, man, on The Simpsons.
Oh,
you can really taste the chocolate.
Apu.
But the Slurpee. Oh, so good.
So, yeah.
Would you touch Apu?
I don't know.
Would you eat Apu? So basically, he said they have.
Come on, touch a poo.
I heard him say that their visas are secured and they're on the plane now
to Oregon.
I didn't think you could call all from a plane.
No, I don't think Russians.
This is the call we got earlier today, but there's no transcription. I just sent it over to you because I got it on my phone.
So apparently, we're going to have two international stars: Hubot Roman,
yep,
and Maxime. From Siberia.
And his girlfriend, Bullet Nipple.
that might be her name as well. She performs topless, so that would be... Maybe she'll do the podcast topless. This is a totally podless.
The listeners
topless.
Would like that.
Yeah. They'll be requesting a video feed soon.
Beaver requesting.
Hey, I heard Justin Bieber...
I'm on a Beaver quest.
Justin Bieber was... all down in the dumps because he had his 19th birthday.
Man.
Yeah, he's getting old. Poor Justin.
God.
Yeah, 19, he thinks he's old. You know who the oldest person? We've talked about this on several episodes.
20.
It comes and goes right now. The oldest person in the world right now.
116.
112.
Would you say 16?
Mm-hmm.
You guys were like kind of split in the middle. 115 in Osaka, Japan. A Japanese woman who turns 115 next week is now the oldest person of her gender alive, so the oldest girl in the Guinness Book. She was born March 5th, 1898.
Hmm.
Dude. So she is now officially 115 years old.
So she is in 98, that she is probably one of the last people from the 1800s. As we
yeah, well, there is the world's oldest man is Jiroman Kamura.
Oh, yeah.
He's 115 years and 314 days old, so he's coming up on 116. Yeah. They're both the oldest people alive, and now they're both from Japan. Now, check out these statistics. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm. And?
Japan has 51,376 centurions. That's people 100 or older.
I get it.
51,000 people are over 100 in Japan. 44,842 of them are female. The average lifespan of a Japanese woman is 85.9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I've been to Japan.
Is it crazy there or what? There was 122.
After you turn 30 years old, then you look like you're 120 the rest of your life.
The longest life ever was in 1997. They died at 122 and 164 days. 122 Dude. Years old.
Hmm.
So those people, oh, I guess that's been 18
that
years.
That just means you have a pulse or you're actually, like, doing stuff.
No, you're still eating, like, bread battered with bacon grease
and
smoking cigars.
Could you chew this rice up for me and then feed it to me?
No, dude.
No, you eat the grease because that's how you live so long is because you eat bacon and stuff. And no toxins get a chance to stick around in your system very long because it all just goes right out.
The bacon is, like... in almost every dish in Japan, I think.
Yeah. I saw a funny fake commercial somewhere recently for a guy who was feeling constipated, and he said, oh, I got something for you. It's a new thing. It's called frozen Mexican dinner. And so he puts it in the microwave. He brings it out, and it's just a sloppy mess of, like, beans and sauce and some tortillas in it. He takes one bite, and then it goes. It's like a commercial. It shows the body with the intestines and stuff on the chart. He's like, the way that it works, the Mexican frozen dinner goes into the esophagus and immediately eradicates anything in the stomach. And the guy took, like, two bites, runs for the toilet, and he was ready to rock again because they were in the studio, and he's like, You're not really performing like you normally should. Is there something wrong? He's like, yeah, I'm feeling a little constipated, if I can be honest. He's like, I know, I could tell. I've got something for you. And he's like, well, most stuff doesn't work for me. He's like, this is a new thing. It's called frozen Mexican dinner. Also comes in frozen Indian dinner and frozen fish dinner.
That's funny.
So I like fake funny commercials. They are hilarious.
What is, I have a question for both of you guys. What is your most offensive t-shirt?
That I own?
You go first because I got this one in the bag.
Shit.
No, Jerry, I'm asking you what is the most offensive t-shirt you've designed.
Okay, check it. I used to have this underground, if you will, brand name called Hardware.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, had these little sperms on it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I designed this one about 20 years ago when... No Fear was just taken off,
mm-hmm.
and it said No Fear, right? But it's K-N-O-W, mm-hmm. right? No
Like you
fear,
gotta know
right?
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was No Fear Gear, and this said K-N-O-W Fear Queer, and it had a broken rubber. It was a picture of a broken rubber, so it said No Fear Queer. Mm-hmm. Is that offensive? Is a little, maybe, huh?
Yeah, maybe a little, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So that's the most offensive one I've ever designed. Yeah.
What's the most offensive t-shirt you've worn in a public setting, Terry?
I've never designed one, but I have worn it in a public setting many times, and it is my most offensive t-shirt. It is a band t-shirt that I got when my old band Void played with the Meat Shits.
Mm-hmm.
So it says Meat Shits on the top, and then it has a picture of Jesus and a young lady... that looks like, she kind of looks like Mary, but I don't think it's Mary, but it's a young lady. And rather than having his Bible in his hand, sticking out of his robe is a huge penis. And then underneath it says, take this and eat it. This is the front. On the back, in large letters across the top, it says, fuck God. And then it has just about every satanic reference symbol that you could see, like a goat head and two pentagrams and an upside down cross.
Oh, a Slayer album cover.
Basically. So yeah, it's pretty offensive. If I'm wearing it and we decide to go shopping to Walmart or somewhere, my wife will nicely ask me to change my shirt, which I normally don't like to do for anybody, but you know,
it's a good conversation piece.
Yeah,
I think it's
because from a distance, it just looks like a picture of Jesus.
Well, all right.
But then you get closer and you see a huge penis and a young lady holding it, and then you see it says Meat Shits. Take
I
this and
that.
Eat it. Yeah,
so it's a little offensive.
Yeah. And the one time that
but
I did
black
wear
and
it,
white, so it's artsy.
I did wear it to a concert. I wore it to see Slayer at the McDonald Theater in 2002, and lo and behold, I run into another lad who had the same shirt on. A friend of mine from Portland who happened to be at the same gig, Tony.
That's awesome.
From Spawn.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and that's how
Shout
we kind of reconnected. Yeah, and Phil from Game Over and Drosera and Domesticide is now bass playing with the reformed Spawn death metal band from back in the day.
Are you familiar with the Keep Calm World War II posters? Keep Calm and Carry On, I think it was. They're starting to like see more memes about them.
I've seen
Facebook.
Keep Calm and Drink Ale.
Keep Calm.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Try
yeah.
Anal.
Yeah.
Keep Calm.
It was from
a
World War II thing, but apparently there was a company, because you know you could just sell anything you want on Amazon, right?
Oh, yeah.
So there was a company that they were putting a solid gold bomb.
Bomb?
Bomb was the name of the company, and they had shirts such as Keep Calm and
Try
Rape.
Bomb. Whoa.
Keep Calm and Hit Her. Keep Calm and Punch Her, and Keep Calm and Knife Her.
Nice.
Are these on wife beater tank tops, or are these t-shirts?
No, they're just, just regular short sleeve $5 t-shirts. They said that...
Well, there's a good thing to spend your money on.
Yeah.
Well, they refused to take responsibility. They said that an algorithm that they had a computer generate the shirt designs.
Oh, Keep like, Calm and Blank.
Yeah, Keep Calm and then somehow...
Rape just, an anger, rang
and rape just randomly...
Yeah, and Hit and Her just randomly...
Well, I saw some picture on Facebook where there was a shirt that said, Keep Calm and Try an Ale.
Yeah, I seen that too.
But then the lady was standing at an angle to where her shirt was folded, and hers said, Keep Calm and Try Anal.
Wow.
Yes.
Because you couldn't see the...
Right, I agree.
Yeah. So that's what I always tell my wife, just keep calm.
Yeah, they so
try
they,
it.
They blame their computer program.
Again,
everybody blames computers. Remember when computers were brand new and they were like the size of a building?
Yeah.
Like,
but remember the Batcave had one? It's like,
oh, dude.
Freaking thing was like four refrigerators stacked next to each other with reel to reel.
And like the brand new.
Here comes and spits out a fucking tape and he rips it off.
And then in like 76, they come out with a brand new mini computer and it's the size of that whole entertainment center right there.
Yeah.
It's the mini computer. Why is it mini? Because it's not the whole room full of just all kinds of shit. Computers have came a long ways. Now you got. That's a computer.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, that's more than a computer. That's a monitor and everything else. It's a...
And a phone.
Yeah.
I was watching Hardcore Pawn Chicago the other day, and some guy brought in one of the first cell phones.
Oh, my friend used to have one of them. They were lovely.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like a big block of Tillamook fucking cheese.
Mm-hmm.
The receiver on it. And then, like, it was almost like a dagger, because you... Lift it up, like, where the handle, and then it had, like, this 8-inch fucking antenna sticking out.
So
you could, you could actually defend yourself with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the daughter of the store owner on there said, how do you text with this?
That's hilarious. I still have a bit that I've never
got to
do.
You got a piece of paper?
where I had this, my tablet, and then someone had handed me a stack of pictures. Actual, you remember those things?
Yeah.
You print them out.
Photographs?
On, yeah. And they were about the same size as my Kindle, maybe a 4x6.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as a joke, I said, if you handed this to a kid or someone of the new generation, they would just go like this. And then I was just flicking the pictures on the floor. And they're like, dude, that's fucking hilarious.
Like Johnny Carson.
You should bring some pictures in and say, yeah, that my friend gave me this Kindle. And they're like, oh, and I'm just throwing pictures on the floor. But I never thought it was that funny. It's a little funny, but I don't think it would translate as well on stage. But
if you had a stack with you,
maybe
you can incorporate a couple other things too.
Did you know that tablets are going... Nobody's making tablets anymore.
Well, those have been out since Moses. And
No, they're starting to make gel
Chisel.
Caps.
Tablets.
They're making them into gel caps.
Oh, gel caplets.
That's the new tablets.
I heard they were going to just change the caplets at first.
Caplets?
Yeah, you can pull them apart a lot
and
easier.
And they'd still have the little balls in them or whatever.
Or you can just freebase the balls that are inside of it or whatever you want to do. You know, you were talking, I think, when we were not on the air, maybe when we were waiting for the pizza or when, oh, fire! And you were talking about a friend of yours that had a couple labs.
Yes, sir.
I got a friend with a couple labs. couple meth labs, though.
Did you see that on
Black Lab? No, you said Black Labs. But you, so you do you have a dog?
Racist.
I know. I'm not a racist.
Yellow Labs racist too, but White Labs not racist.
No, you could say that. I'm not racist.
What is White Lab? I've never.
That's a meth lab.
You've never seen a White Lab? I get the reference, but a White Lab is a white lab.
It's a meth lab. It's a meth lab. Dude.
Did you see on Facebook someone had pointed, and stop plugging Facebook, I'm sorry, but on this book thing, this network thingy, and there's a picture of a black lab and a chocolate lab and a yellow lab, and then that dog that's all fucking skinny
and said meth
fucked
lab.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I've seen that.
So, a black lab, if you have a black lab, you're obviously not racist then. I have a black t-shirt. I'm not racist. No, so do you have a you don't have a dog? Or
I don't have a dog.
Or do you have a cat?
I had a black lab once. No.
Are you a dog person more than a cat person?
I'd say yes.
I have a little bit, but I'm not going to get into it. I got a story here about dog. If you had a pet, Dustin, would it rather be a dog or a cat?
Mm. Oh, if I had a pet or a cat?
You'd have a cat rather than a dog? And I don't like to alienate myself from any
probably just because
people.
I don't think that I would...
have the ambition to walk it and shit like that?
Yeah, I don't think I would be a good dog owner. So
you can play with
a
string toy with a cat for 15 minutes and then you're
done. I go with my responsibility. That's why I have some pet worms.
Well, I just wanted to, those are easy to take care of too. Mm-hmm. But I thought maybe you might have had a dog or you did. You said you used to have a lab and I know you're also a gun owner. And this is a memo to pet owners. Don't leave a gun on the floor of your truck when your dog could accidentally kick it and shoot you. This happened. This, I guess it falls into the crazy Floridian stories. A guy in, where was this? Sebring, Florida. Oh, actually, it was in Frostproof. Never heard of it, but this guy's driving in his truck with his dog and his gun, going to go out and do some shooting. And the dog jumped on the floor and kicked the trigger, shooting him in the leg. And the police ruled the shooting accidental. The dog wasn't arrested pending an investigation. And this isn't a real news story, not even off a funny thing. But he said the police officer said he'd never heard of a case like this. They told investigators he thought the gun in his pickup truck was empty, but it turns out it wasn't. When his dog kicked his .380 pistol, causing it to fire, the bullet struck his leg, and he said he heard a boom, saw smoke, and felt a burning sensation in his leg. Oh. So, that's why I like cats, too. I don't see a cat jumping on the thing and actually having enough force to pull the trigger.
And I'm thinking...
cats don't fucking public like dogs do. You can hold a cat down and tickle his belly, and he'll just purr. You do that with a dog. Next thing you know, he's got his dick out. wanting you to play lipstick.
His lips, yeah.
Yeah, Red
Dude,
Rocket.
Dude, I got a dog story. It's not my story, but I've seen this, and maybe this will ring a bell. But, okay, here's these guys, and they are, like, ice fishing or something. They're going about it the wrong way. But anyways, they're parked out on this frozen lake in this brand-new, like, Suburban, you know? And they have a dog with them, and they're drinking beer and having a good time. The one guy lights a dynamite. Like, a stick of dynamite, and he chucks it out onto the ice, right?
Fishing with dynamite.
No, yeah. He's going to blow a hole in that fucking ice, right? So he chucks that thing out there, and the dog takes off. He's after it like a stick. And they're going, no. The dog gets it and runs back, and they take off running. They're trying to get away because the dog don't know what the fuck's going
on.
And
he's chasing him, the dog.
Yeah. So the dog gets over to where the Suburban is. It blows up. Dog's fucking red spray. Blows a hole in the ice, and the Suburban goes, blah, 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 blah.
I wish they would have got that all on video.
They did.
Oh,
dude,
good.
Did.
Can I see this on YouTube?
Yeah. You can probably punch it in there and find it somewhere.
I love those. And you know that one's legit because you see
that was real, man. And they were freaking. It was like, oh, there was a good idea.
Like I saw some video that ended up being fabricated of a big golden eagle snatching up a kid in a park.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Well, this actually goes along with the dog stories. This lady in Sweden was actually awarded $2,400 after a golden eagle snatched her chihuahua. In a park in Sweden, can you believe that? Your little dog got swooped up, and they said it, the witnesses said that they saw the thing come down, and they thought that it had a squirrel or something. Well, this dog is a tiny little toy chihuahua, and they said that they Let's see. It looked like someone had shot him because when they there were no prints or anything, but it just was like red splatter right by this wall. Like, I don't know if the eagle, like, dropped it when it was flying or what, but there was a pool of blood and then nothing. And another person thought it was a rabbit.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why you have your dog on a leash, dumb
lady. And they said that the eagle's talons are large enough to grab a fox and have a wingspan that can reach up to 90 inches.
Wow.
So what I'm wondering, this lady got $2,500.
She should get nothing.
That's what I'm saying. It's under a compensation law that compensates farmers when their livestock are killed or harmed by wild animals such as bear, wolf, lynx, or wolverines. You know, but
livestock is a totally different thing.
Not a chihuahua.
Yeah, are you going to milk a chihuahua? You going to freaking turn it into sausage? It's a fucking pet. Should be on a leash.
You don't know how tasty chihuahuas are.
Well, they don't make much, really. It's just... But the long-haired ones are kind of chewy. The short-haired ones, not bad.
This Swedish lady wanted to warn people, don't be naive. Let your dogs out without a leash if you live anywhere near an open area where there's eagles, because eagles can be very hungry.
Yeah. Just we had a cat got nabbed up by an owl.
Oh.
And see you later, never came back.
An owl tried to nab me up in my truck one time. I won. Yeah, and the weird thing is I just watched this thing on the Discovery Channel about owls saying how, like, if you're driving in a remote area and they're perched up in a tree and they see your headlights from afar, they think that it's an animal that can be a prey of theirs, and so they will swoop down. And it was one of those coincidental things where you've never heard of this in your life, and then you hear it, wow, did you know that eagles will sometimes do this? And then one did it to me, like, 5 days later. And we're drunk as fuck at 3 o'clock in the morning, driving back from Lebanon, and we decided to take that side road by those stables, the old Brownsville Road, you know?
Yes.
On Rock Hill Road. And so we're driving along, and I'm with Randy Massey, and we come up over one of those hills, and I see this tree, and I see this bird take flight out of the tree right when we came over the hill. And he's telling me this story, and he's drunk as fuck, and he's, like, talking with his hands, and he's telling me this story, and I'm like, dude, look at that bird. And he's like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, look at that bird. And he's like, blah, blah, blah. And I go, dude, fucking look. And right when he looked, this bird is, like, fully wingspanned, as wide as my fucking truck windshield, and we just poop. And it fucking – and he, like, hits the he looks right at the last second, hits the dash with his head trying to duck because he thinks – he didn't know what the fuck it was. So we skid in the gravel, and we back up, and we're looking in all the ditches for this owl because it was during, like, late 80s. We thought it was a spotted owl or something. Mm-hmm. That never found the owl, but that fucker thought he was going to take us out.
he's just like crooked pecker, don't he?
And I'm just like driving, going 50 miles an hour, and it's just like boom, hits the windshield, and didn't even crack it, but I think it cracked his little owl skull. He probably said owl.
Owl, that motherfucker.
That hurt. So, yeah, that was my – I just had a flashback about my owl smashing
story. Crazy story, man.
Yeah, it was in a Ford, a 66 Ford pickup with my good
buddy. Did you do that one owl song by Alice in Chains?
Alice in Chains?
Yeah, you know which one I'm talking about.
Oh, here comes the owl.
No,
it
goes
– owl, 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 owl.
No, not that one yet.
Owl! Oh, down. Owl! Owl! I thought that was Hootie and the Blowfish. I found out where Hootie and the Blowfish got their name, actually. We talked about that. Do you know?
No.
I don't.
You should. We talked about it on the podcast.
He's that got was selected. So yesterday.
I know. That was last week. No, he had two members of his singing choir when he was in college. One they called Hootie because he looked like an owl, and the other one they called the Blowfish because he looked like a fish. Is that the lamest explanation?
So they're kicking around some names, and it's like...
Remember those two dudes in my choir class? What were their names? Hootie and the Blowfish. That's the name of my band! Why don't we just call it Darius Rucker and the... whatever you call
it. You know... Do you know how Wang Chung got their name?
I don't.
Apparently, they pulled out a drawer or something and dropped a bunch of silverware.
And it went
Wang Chung, and they're like, hey, that's pretty cool.
Is that real?
What?
Yeah, I heard that.
So they all heard the
That's how they were asking them how they came up with their name.
Wang Chung. Wang Chung.
I don't know whether I can believe that or not. Wang Chung. Could you please Google that for me?
I just got done telling you I'm a pretty honest guy.
Well, I don't doubt the fact.
Do they have a metal floor or something? Why would it reverberate all the Chung?
I don't doubt the fact that you heard that somewhere. Or...
It's not pronounced Wang Chung. It's Wang Chung.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Okay, so that's what it sounded like? Wang Chung?
Taking knife hits and passed out.
So
and
basically,
Wang Chung.
That's what they're telling you is everybody drop silverware tonight.
Yeah, because I don't think a spoon would make
everybody
that sound. It had to be hot knives.
Tonight.
Ooh.
Say again?
It had to be hot knives. I don't think a spoon would sound like Wang Chung.
Well, the spoon's a totally different drug.
Oh, yeah. And the fork is more of a Chang sound.
If you're hot spooning, it's not the same as hot knife.
Then it would have been Wang Chang.
I always wanted to be
I
want to be the big spoon.
Chief Big Spoon.
So we touched on this for a second, but you weren't here. Did you hear that Jay Leno, do you like Jay Leno?
I love him.
You do not.
I do not.
He's being predecessed, if that's a correct term. His predecessor in May will be Jimmy Clinton. Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon's been slaveling it. What's the word?
Salivating.
Oh, yeah, but do you think he deserves it as young as he is? And
Yes.
I think Piers Anthony.
Who else is going to do it?
Piers Morgan.
Pierce Morgan's going to do it?
Shaq. He's got a Shaq.
Oh, hell Shaq, no.
The Magic Johan.
Yeah,
the
Magic
Except
and Jack.
Shaq could do, like, the wizard thing. What about that one?
What's that one guy's name? The hot kids, hot wives. Kid.
Yeah, that guy from... I don't know what his name is.
He could do it.
They're raping everybody up in here.
Yep.
I still don't know
Dude,
what that
man,
is.
Dude, man, that guy took his fame the wrong way, didn't he?
Who did?
That guy.
Yeah.
I don't know who did in the blowfish. Hootie. Who do you talking about?
Hootie there.
Who that? I don't know who you guys are talking about.
Not Hootie. Not Blowfish.
Was it Ryan McLemore or Ryan Lewis and Mac?
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Mac Miller. I saw Mac Miller.
Oh, yeah?
He was on Ridiculousness.
Really?
Yeah. He was pretty funny. He just came on there because he's a celebrity.
Yeah.
I get a kick out of that show. You ever watch that?
Oh, I thought you meant Mac and Chase.
No, Mac Miller, you know.
I know who you're talking about now.
That rapper dude from the South. He's a punk. I'm sorry. You want to kick my ass? I know. You're a gangster. Big deal.
Gangster.
We're going to tag this with Mac Miller in the tags, and that way if any fans listen, maybe you'll pass on that I'm starting a beef with Mac Miller. All right? I'm calling you out, son. Jeez, shit, it just got real for a second there, didn't it?
It did.
Dude.
I retract
it. Don't be afraid.
Any statements that might be made on my behalf might have been superimposed by other members of the show who have it out for me.
Yeah.
Members of NAMBLA.
Does he listen to TagCast?
Well, he's going to once we tag it with his
too
name.
Busy
oh, he's
being
too busy.
Gangsta.
He's
you know,
like,
you know,
he's riding in
and
limos
shit.
And sipping on 40s.
You know who does listen to the TagCast is... Hannes is, I think.
Oh yeah.
Does he keep up? I talked to Carrie the other day.
Every day.
She said she was 2 days behind.
Well, they always catch up. I think Hans catches up because he listens at work.
Yeah. So what's he do when I released that one the other day at like 4?
He gets scared first, and then he goes, "Well, at least I'll have something to listen to on Tuesday or the day after, or whatever."
The day after? That sounds so like. Apocalyptic.
What's tomorrow? Saturday?
The day after.
Yeah. It's big weekend time. What are you guys doing over the weekend?
I'm
going to go down and buy some britches so I can shit them.
Are you going to use that
That's
new...
That's the best I've heard. I'm going to buy some britches just so
dinner.
I can shit them. I'm going to get a frozen Mexican dinner and some britches.
Yep.
I'm going to shit them.
Yeah. What are britches? Is that those like overalls?
I think they're just pants.
They're like... I
always
picture
women, overalls.
Women what? In the hood, they call them britches.
Fucking britch.
Is that even it? What's in Hans's CD player? I got spaghetti on my shirt, and I don't know what I'm saying because I'm white, and I don't know how to rap because my name is a...
Mexican dinners.
And what's in Honda CD player? We're going to find out right now. I bet it's not Eminem. All right. You save that for... I think we're going to use that one always.
No, that, man. The Black Sabbath one's way better.
Yeah. We'll bring that one back. I like that one because it was a little bit drunken off the cuff.
I liked it. I liked it.
Because Hans doesn't like M&Ms.
Why not?
Because they're too peanutty.
I think he's more
of a
Kit Kat guy.
Well, there's different types. You don't have to get the peanutty kind.
He's more of a Kit Kat guy, but.
Oh, wow.
Does he share his Kit Kat, though?
He's listening to Motorhead.
What's this, Hans's CD player?
Yeah, he's listening to Ace of Spades. Also, did you check Tumblr for answer and question? Rock on, stay moist.
Did does Hans
Hans
play,
said stay moist.
Does Hans play poker? Did he say keep calm and stay moist?
Nope, he just said stay moist. Oh. Rock on and stay moist.
So
I thought it was bebop and rock steady.
Rock steady! Meow.
And I've been lazy. I don't change my CDs, and I've been listening on my phone. And so between Frank Zappa and Faith No More's Angel Dust, I'm kind of stuck on a repeat loop. So sorry not to give you guys anything new to check out. I would suggest buying the new Clutch CD. They're going to be coming to Portland soon with Orange Goblin. Stick around after the show for the plug section where we tell you all the shows that you should go out and see.
Jerry, what was the last VHS tape you watched?
Debbie Does Corvallis? Part two.
Live.
Wait for it. I got to think. It's been a year or two.
Just a couple?
I think it was like... what is that Tom Cruise movie where he's like a samurai guy? The Last Samurai.
That was the last movie you saw?
No, on VHS.
Oh, VHS. Okay. Yeah. I watch movies on VHS still sometimes. I watched Army of Darkness a couple weeks ago on
VHS.
Oh,
I love that, dude. Yeah, or, you know what I got to revisit every few years?
It's got auto-tracking.
Oh, you must got one of those newfangled $10 machines.
Dude, I bought it just like a couple weeks ago. It cost me $3 at Walmart.
Tell me what brand new VCR. Tell me what movie this is. Tell me what movie
this
is.
It's $3 for a brand new VCR, or you can spring $39 for the Blu-ray. Prices are ridiculously low right now. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
What movie is this from? Just Like Last Night, Only Better.
Weekend of Bernie's.
No. Okay. I'll give you a hint.
Do it one more time.
Just Like Last Night, Only Better.
Is that a? Are you singing or are you just talking?
I'm talking.
Okay. I don't know.
16 Breakfast Clubs.
I'll give you a hint. Army
of Darkness.
No.
Oh. Evil Dead.
No.
Just Like Last Night, Only Better.
Just Like Last Night, Only Better.
Okay. I don't
PB
know.
Army.
It's right before they do their little drill thing, okay?
Who?
In Stripes.
Oh. Son of Beach. Sheet.
Sheet.
That's the only part I know from.
I blow all you bitches.
How many stripes did Bill Murray earn in that movie?
One. Maybe he did get promoted after they confiscated that, I don't know, that
Stripes
hell
right.
on wheels freaking RV.
They okay,
had.
What movie is this from? Son of a bitch.
Army of Darkness.
Okay.
That's from Psycho.
Yes, when he dropped the knife.
When
he
was
son of a
bitch.
Mother Goose.
Okay, here's number two. What movie is this from? 5 long years he wore this watch up his ass.
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, man. He died of dysentery. He gave me the watch.
Pulp Fiction.
And now I'm giving it
I hid this uncomfortable hunk of metal up my ass 2 years.
Pulp Fiction.
And after 7 years, I was sent home to my family. And now, little man... I
give
the watch
to you.
Are you a fan of Suicide Kings?
Yes. They cut off his pinky. You know whose role I love in that? Is the dude from Roseanne.
Have you seen Reservoir Dogs?
Yes.
Jay Moore?
No.
I don't want to be Mr. Pink.
Yes.
You're Mr. Pink.
Yeah, the guy I know you're talking about. The curly-haired guy.
No.
Yeah, the curly-haired guy.
Okay, I want to be Mr. Black.
Yes.
He's Mr. Black. You're Mr. Pink.
I don't tip.
What do you mean you don't tip?
I mean, I don't
You're
tip.
You're fucking tipping.
I don't tip. Why do people at McDonald's not get tipped?
Why you got to flip? I flip here.
No, it's like Madonna was like a virgin. What did she mean when she was saying she was like a virgin? Was it like she got fucked just like
she
the
just
first
want,
time.
No, she just wanted a tip.
Touched for the very first time. She didn't.
But it was like she got
fuck.
Fucked, though. But that's what she meant.
Well, okay.
Harvey Keitel, you ever watch a show called Life on Mars?
No.
You should. It's good. I watch it every
okay.
now and again. I want to come up with
yeah?
a new character.
I love that show.
And it's not a direct ripoff from my friends on the tag, or not the tag, the podcast cast, but I want to come up with a new character called Mr. Tangent, where I just talk for about 5 minutes, but I cover so many territories because every time I get to a new word, I go onto a different subject.
Mm-hmm.
And that has nothing to do with
Tangent.
The
One time
tangent.
I was in Tangent last night at the Dixie Creek. Now, when you're singing Dixie, you're like, could be on the Mason-Dixon line. And Mason, that's a good name for a baby. I had a baby. My girlfriend had a baby one time when
Mason.
I was 24. And
like
24
Charles?
Is a good show. I like Kiefer Sutherland. He was in that. So Flatliners. You ever see Flatliners? That's when you're like on the machine and you lose your heartbeat. And Heartbeat, God, that was a great song by, remember Buddy Holly? I got this buddy that lives in Holly. Yeah, it's up by Sweet Home, which is where a lot of rednecks live, and there's a lot of inbred stuff. You guys ever watch Duck Dynasty? It's about these guys that live.
Oh, man, I had something on that.
I like the Ducks, Oregon Ducks. I don't really like sports that much, but sports are dumb. .com. Expedia is a good website. You know, you go to, it gets you good deals on, like, Travelodge. I see, that's the...
Hey, Duck Dynasty.
That's just Mr. Tangent?
That's Mr. Tangent.
Do you guys watch Duck Dynasty?
Of course we do. I do. I think it's funny.
No, but...
Did you see the one where Cy...
Yeah.
Did you see the one where Cy went and got a dog?
Not yet.
Oh, he went and got a hunting dog, and they're all making fun of him because he got, like, one of those tall poodles that was all fancy and stuff.
Dude, size a riot.
Dude, and he's like, you watch, this guy's the best hunting fucking dog ever. The next thing you know, they shoot a duck, dude, and that poodle went right out and got it and came back and sat right next to him, man.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I was like, I fucking told you, man. I fucking told you. It's like, and everyone else, the other guys are like, looks like Cy found his soulmate.
I saw one recently where
those
they were.
Those guys are just genuinely funny.
The little brother,
that's not on very often. Jace?
Jace, yeah.
Okay.
They were going to take the boat out, and then the mama said, oh, well, you should tell your dad before you take that out because, you know, Willie or Willie's dad or whatever. Yeah. And. Oh, ain't nothing going to happen to it. We're just going to go catch some fish. And then they forgot to put the plug in the boat, and they sunk the boat, lost all their shit and all their fish. And then they come back, and they have to tell them, well, I hate to even have to tell you because you're going to say I told you so, Mama, but we sunk the boat. It's like, what do you mean you sunk the boat? He's like, well, we kind of forgot to put the plug in. He's like, how long you been running boats out in the you know, you first thing you do is check to see if the plug's in this. So where's the boat? He's like, it's at the bottom of the lake. He's like, well, where's all your stuff? It's at the bottom of the lake. Like, I told you, Jace, not to do that because your dad would get mad. That boat ain't worth nothing. Doesn't matter. It was his boat. You got. It's just funny hillbilly stories about these guys that built
There's
a multi-million
funny,
dollar.
Funny
oh, it's hilarious, I yeah. think. Yeah. But, you know, just building duck calls and make $1 million industry out of
it's
it.
It's just a bunch of fuck-offs and one guy with a business degree that tries to keep everybody in line and working.
And they all, like, razz him all the time.
Yeah. Big old fancy ball degree.
Bringing in your efficiency experts.
Yep.
I ain't wearing no outfits.
And you got the one guy he's trying to make custom calls all the time. He's all fucking around with them. We got to get somebody out. We got to go and hunt some ducks. How do we know these work? You know, we got to test these out. We better go duck hunting.
All right.
And then they got to do cooking videos with the mom. And it's funny.
Fuck that bitch.
I know.
That was
you
rude.
See the one, one
that was totally rude. I don't know.
She's
why
got
I said
those
that.
Big old titties.
Vagina. Oh.
She's got those big old titties in there, and she was all bacon. She had
dual vagina.
She had flour all over her shirt. So the other wives came in, and go, man, we got to get you an apron for those big old things. Let's start a line of aprons for those big titty girls.
Whoa!
And so they bought fabric, and they're all. And then they didn't know anything about sewing. Here comes Cy, came in, sewed him, fucking whipped him out an apron, and had it all down perfect.
Wow. Way to come into town.
I know. He sewed in the Army.
Way to come into town.
All right.
That makes a lot of good sense. Good time, friends.
Are you speaking Chibish over there?
Yeah, I think the 49th hour is the most intense. It's got my nose a little plugged up. All right. We'd like to thank you guys for listening. Hope you have a fucking awesome Friday. What is today? It's the 8th of March. I'm trying to think what's going on tomorrow. I had a comedy show canceled at the last minute, so that's not happening. Don't go to the Liberty Spirit in Salem tomorrow because I won't be there. But stick around for plugs after the show. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Pizza Now. It's delicious. They deliver. Complete Ag Resolutions. Go to tagcastpodcast.com and show us some love. And tune back in on Monday or something, I guess. So we're going to wrap this up as we have every episode of the season so far. So far.
I got a little something.
Oh, what do you got?
I got Hans Reply.
Hans Reply. You late, Hans. What do you got? Oh, Hans is replying to Tumblr questions. That's right. Well, we're already...
questions. We were... All right, we'll get into it next week.
I'll just do sound effects until you come up with it. Or we'll just play Russian roulette to end the game. So far, I've died once. And last episode, nobody died. It was very...
Non-cliffhanger.
Yeah. And we might need to put in the 24 sound effects for when we're going to the final shot. Jack Bauer always finds a way out.
Oh.
Whoa. Okay, what do you got?
He says, "Hey, Gatcheroonie, Hans here to answer your question. Haven't read any Clive Barker books, but saw the first three Hellraiser movies way back when. Love the first two. Question for you, Taggers."
Taggers. What's the question?
Who's the better drummer? The drummer from Victims of Internal Decay?
Pat Wambacher. Or...
the drummer from Domesticide.
Pat Wambacher. No, that's you.
No.
Who's in Domesticide?
Pat Wambacher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which one did you drum in?
Griefhammer.
Griefhammer.
19 Limbs. The Head of Rose. That's it. I would have to say, not to be biased against Hans's old band, and biased for my newer band that is an old band as well, but I'm going to have to say the drummer from Domesticide because he had more experience under his belt.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear their version of Spinal Meningitis?
I have heard that.
Mm-hmm.
I recorded that one time. I engineered it, I produced it, and I sang on it. Oh, shit, he's got his gun.
Uh-oh, what time is that?
That means it's time to shoot
Russian
somebody
roulette
in the head.
Time.
Now, oh, you going first?
Yeah.
You
might as well, right? You went first last time, right, guest?
Jerry? Yes.
Yeah, and then I went.
You went.
I've never went first.
Oh, yeah, you want to go first?
I might as well. I never have yet.
Spin the cylinder, if you will.
Give me the gun. Buzzy buzz. Okay, I'm kind of scared. If I don't hear from you guys, I'll see you on Monday.
Tagcast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
tagcastpodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings. Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
Tagcastpodcast.com.
Pluggy plug plug plug. Hey, Taggets, how you guys doing out there? I got your list of shows of stuff you want to go do, if I can speak correctly. Friday, March 8th at the Baghdad Theater. It's the fourth annual Laughter is the Best Medicine show featuring Ron Lynch, Dana Gould, Trace Beaulieu, I think from Mystery Science Theater 3000, and a bunch more. It's $20 at the door, 21 and over, 6 o'clock, Saturday, March 16th at the Dixie Creek Saloon. It's Wicked Haven, Crimson Guardian, and Bikini. It's a 9 p.m. show, 21 and over. That is free. Also that night, if you're in the Eugene area, go to the Wow Hall for We Have Guns, Tall Boy, 30-pound test, and Audiophobia. Sunday, March 10th at the Ash Street Saloon. It's a down and dirty comedy showcase with your host, Patrick Perkins. This month's featuring David Mascaro, Trevor Thorpe, Noriko Ott, Stephanie Pirtle, Dan Weber, Scoot Herring, and Xander Devereaux. That's $5 at the door. It's 21 and over there at the Ash Street Saloon in Portland, 10 p.m. show. Saturday, March 23rd, it's Nile, Ceremonial Casting's World of Lies and Heathen Shrine at the Hawthorne Theater. Tickets are available. You can find them online. You're listening here now. You know where to go. Tuesday, March 26th, we got Graves at Sea, a doom band from Arizona, coming up to play with Portland's Aldebaran as well as Ashbore. That's all at the Ash Street Saloon. It's a Tuesday, March 26th in Portland. March 27th, at the Cosmic Pizza in Eugene, it's Pojama People featuring Ike Willis of the Frank Zappa Band. And I will be lucky enough to sit in with those guys for a few tunes. They will also be working their way up the coast to Portland, Seattle, and I believe Bellingham. So if you're into Zappa, check that out. Thursday, March 28th at the Granary, it's Comedy as Advertised with your host Seth Milstein and his friends, including myself. I'll be doing a set of comedy there. 9 p.m., it's a free show. Friday, March 29th at the Crystal Ballroom, it's Anthrax, Exodus, Municipal Waste, Holy Grail, and High on Fire. Lucky enough to have VIP passes to that with my good buddy Dave Forsyth, who's coming up from Reno, and we're going to hang out with the dudes, so that'll be fun. You should check it out. I think tickets are almost sold out. Saturday, March 30th, we talked about this before, at the Roseland Theater, Clutch with Orange Goblin. You can find information online on how to get tickets for that. Sunday, March 31st, it's the 18th annual Eugene Laugh-Off at the Actors Cabaret of Eugene. I will be involved with that, trying to be the funniest person of Eugene. Tickets are $20. I know that seems like a lot, but all proceeds go to the Green Hill Humane Society. So it's for a good cause. 18 and over, 7 p.m. Sunday, April 21st, is the third annual Doug Benson 420 show. Always a day late. He's so wasted, he doesn't know what's going on. That's at the Wow Hall in Eugene. For all you old-school punk rock fans, No Means No is coming to Portland on April 26th. That's at the Hawthorne Theater. More comedy coming up at a new place, Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene, Sunday, April 28th, for the Bleepin' Funny, which is kind of a PG-13 or a TG-13 show. With Leanne Jashaway, Seth Milstein, myself, and a bunch of others. So if you don't like all poop and penis jokes, come out for that. That's at 8 p.m. at Sam Bond's Garage, 21 and over. That's on Blair Boulevard in Eugene. Here's one I've been waiting for, trying to get my friend Pat to go with me. May 18th, it's Cannibal Corpse, Napalm Death, Immolation, Beyond Creation, and Cretan at the Wonder Ballroom in Portland. Go online to find out tickets for that. Ton of good shows coming up, you guys. Don't just sit at home and be a stick in the mud. Go out and do something. Go to a venue. Go buy a ticket. Go listen to some music. Do something. And then come home and listen to the TagCast podcast at TagCastPodcast.com. Peace out.